Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can the dead raise themselves? Can dead bones live? Can doubting Thomases believe? Can you, by your own reason and strength, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him? Can dead hearts be willed into having faith? Can bone come to bone and join themselves together? Can they grow sinews and skin? Can they breathe life into themselves? Can 10 apostles huddled together in fear talk themselves out of being afraid? Can the dead raise themselves? No. Quasimodogenity, as newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk. Seemingly even before American pastors ever thought to lament the precipitous decline from attendance to Easter to the second Sunday in Easter, the church devised quasimodogenity as a call to the newly baptized, newly confirmed, newly initiated, as well as to those who've been through innumerable Easters. Crave pure spiritual food. 8 days after their baptisms and confirmations, the new converts would hear this exhortation, along with the old-timers and lifelongers, crave pure spiritual milk of the Word of God, that by it you may mature into Christ. Thomas is full of doubt. Crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. Hear and believe. The Word dispels doubt. Disciples locked away for fear of the world, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. His peace, His shalom, is forgiveness, which quells fear. Women, frightened by the absence of your Lord's body in the grave, startled when the prophecies come true, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Men on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, men hearing the Word Christ speaks, but disbelieving, not understanding for the preconceptions that you bring to the Word, not hearing and submitting to the Word, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. The Word opens hearts to receive faith, opens eyes to see and ears to hear. New Christians, struggling with the depth of the faith, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ, that by it you may mature into Him who has given you this life. You, born again in the waters of holy baptism shortly after your first birth, continue to crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ, that by it you may continue to grow in faith and knowledge. That which does not grow is dead. Get the refrain? Crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. The Word of the Lord came to the valley of dry, dead bones. At His Word, bone joined to bone, tendons grew to hold them together, muscles fleshed them out, organs filled the cavities, and skin packaged them into recreated bodies. And then the spirit breath of the Lord blew life back into them again. No wonder the intro, it exhorts you to crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word. The Word does this. The Word gives life. And there was an exceedingly great army. The Word came to fear-filled apostles, trapped in fear and dead in sin. The Word Himself spoke to them, "Peace be with you." Dead bones rattled and came together and were covered with flesh and skin. Life came to the dead, and He breathed His Holy Spirit on them as He delivered to them His word of forgiveness, peace. He who died a violent death to redeem these men from their sin, to deliver them from the decay of death, gives them His spoken word that gives the gift of life. His death on the cross was for them. His taking flesh so that he could bear their sin in order to give to sinners only worthy of death his very righteousness and life was for them. Peace to you, he says. Life to you. And suddenly, there was life where once there had only been death. There was forgiveness where before there had only been sin. There was hope where there had formerly only been fear. And there was an exceedingly great army, 10 men in all. Then the word came to dead, faithless, doubting Thomas. The word made flesh bade Thomas stick his unbelieving finger into the nail holes and shove his faithless hand into the spear wound. Quit unbelieving and believe. The word, called Jesus, showed himself to Thomas the dead, Thomas the doubter, and with a word spoke faith into his unbelieving heart, spoke life into his dead bones. These 11 men went forth to bring this word of life to those dead in their sins. The word comes to you also in the midst of fear, in the midst of unbelief, in the midst of despair over sin. The word comes to you. And through these men and their successors, the word still speaks. He speaks the same word of life to you. Peace be with you. And peace is delivered to you. It's not a wish, it's a declaration. The word does what it says. The very peace won through the violent death of Jesus in the cross, on the cross, is delivered to you in the otherwise placid waters of holy baptism. There, your dead bones were rattled to life, and you had the Spirit breathed into you to vivify, to make alive, to join you into this community of Christians. The death and resurrection of Jesus became yours in the waters of baptism. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, buried therefore with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And there was an exceedingly great army. The word made flesh has sent these men who sent their successors to speak this same word to you. This is the word of forgiveness, the word that does what it says, the Lord's word of absolution, a word which brings bone to bone and gives life to those dead in sin. Jesus wants so much to deliver to you this life-giving word that he creates his office of the ministry on this, the day of his resurrection, with one objective, to deliver the forgiveness that he won on the cross. This is how you live, in the forgiveness of sins. There is the benefit of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus for you. So live, dry bones and doubting Thomases. Be forgiven, you denying Peters and despairing women. Do not disbelieve, but believe. God loves you. And he wants to give you life in the forgiveness of sins. He has created the office of the ministry for you, for your benefit, for your perpetual good, to speak his word of forgiveness into your ear, so there may be no doubt that you stand before a holy God, righteous and holy, covered with the forgiveness your Lord won for you on the cross. He is risen from the dead. He is risen and wants to give to you his life and resurrection. His word does what it says. It speaks you forgiven. And there is an exceedingly great army. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.